Hey there, this is Mobile Agent TV, helping agents stay on the cutting edge from coast to coast.
Welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne of RE/MAX Little Oak Realty in Langley, BC. And my co-host, as always, is Dave Faulkner from Bridgewater, New Jersey's RE/MAX Preferred Professionals in the Enviro Realty team. Dave, very first car.
First new car, 69 Mustang Mach 1.
First new car.
That was my first new car. My first real car was a 54 Plymouth.
Wow.
With no transmission in it when I got it.
How's that? How's your we took a week off. Had some vacation time. I did. I was got away with the family. How was your time off?
That was great. I'm excited. Football's starting out here, boy. The NFL opened up last night. So we're looking forward to that. It's an exciting time.
I see one of our guests is also wearing an NFL shirt, and we'll chat about that too. There's some team loyalty. So this is what I've learned about you, Dave, over the last year and a half. You're a New York Jets fan and a New York Mets fan. There you go.
I'm dying every year. Right now it's a clean slate. We haven't played the games yet, so.
Yeah, you haven't lost a game all season.
I haven't lost a game yet.
During the broadcast, you can interact with us live on Twitter using the hashtag MATVLive. And you can also get us on Mobile Agent TV at Mobile Agent TV. I will enable the Q&A feature. So if you're watching on the blog right now, you can just click on the Q&A feature and ask our panel questions. We're going to be talking about RE/MAX Lead Street today. So go ahead and pop out your question during the show, and we'll get it answered. The Mobile Agent TV t-shirts are in. Look at that. That's pretty cool. All proceeds of the sales of the Mobile Agent TV t-shirts go to benefit Motorcycle for Miracles and Bruce Johnson in support of the Children's Miracle Network. You can go to mobileagenttv.com and click the link if you want to go get yourself a Mobile Agent TV t-shirt. As well as while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. All we do is send you out a little bit of a video a couple days before the show and let you know about our guests for that day. Want to give a shout out to Heather Holliday who shared a lot about the show and helped us promote it, so I really, really appreciate that. If you are in Western Canada RE/MAX, there is the fall rally happening on September the 25th. You can go to remax-western.ca. A lot of great speakers, past guest Travis Robertson, past guest Colin Krieg, past guest Brett Calthorpe, and myself will be speaking at the event along with some others. It's going to be a fantastic event. It is free for agents out here in the West. We are going to lose maybe a couple of the viewers when we make a bit of announcement in a couple minutes about Lead Street. But before I do that, I want to really emphasize how excited I am about next week's show. Next week we have Steve Murray, who's the editor of Real Trends, on the show, and he's one of the authors of Game Changers, The Unfounded Fears and Future Prosperity of the Residential Real Estate Industry. It's going to be a fascinating one-hour conversation next Friday, September the 12th. I've just finished reading the book. It is outstanding. Oh, there we go. Game Changers right there. And we'll ask our guest what he thinks about it. But it's a phenomenal book. We're going to talk about to Steve directly about how it's going to impact agents. It looks forward to about 2025, but even 5 years down the road, it's something we have to talk about. So it's going to be a fantastic show. Really encourage you guys to watch. So here's our disclosure that we might lose a few of our great Canadian viewers, and I encourage you to stick around because the overall principles will apply. The Lead Street we're going to be talking about today is the U.S. version of Lead Street. Ontario Atlantic has a different Lead Street program. Western Canada has a different Lead Street program. One of our guests, Dan, is going to talk to us exactly how he implements it and how he uses it to make money. But when we come down to the nuts and the bolts, we are talking about the U.S. Lead Street. Just want to make that very, very clear. I want to introduce today's guest. First, I would like to introduce David Teefy. You can get him on Twitter at dteefy, T-E-E-F-Y. He's a senior manager of tech training at RE/MAX LLC Denver. He's the co-founder of Comstock Net Services. He loves motorcycling. We know that because he just got back, I think, from Sturgis. And also want to introduce Dan Vick. You can get him on Twitter at Dan Vick, RE/MAX real estate broker with 38 years experience in Kansas City North, vice president of RE/MAX Results of Kansas City, internet sales trainer and public speaker. Welcome, Dave. Welcome, Dan, to the show.
Thank you.
Now, I have had permission from David Teefee. We're going to refer to him as Teefee during this show. He's asked me to do that because we have a David, a Dave, and a Dan. So we'll be talking with Teefee, Dave, and Dan. Let's start with you, Teefee. What's your history in the real estate space?
In 1994, John Bays and Jim Henniger and myself, this was following this internet phenomenon. We were doing a lot of bulletin board systems. And we basically saw where there was an opportunity to help real estate agents, mainly REMAX. Our first customer in 1995 was Lee Finch out of REMAX Greater Atlanta. And we developed the first online website. There's a lot of confusion. A lot of people say, well, Holmes was there and Panda Matrix. A bunch of other people were online. But Comstock was the number one, and REMAX was my number one client. So everything I've done is REMAX since 1995. Online marketing, broker agent, lead generation. I've been with REMAX ever since, a couple stints here and there. But, we created the first life until 2000, and then I left, and I've been with REMAX even since then.
Fantastic. Same question to you, Dan, your history in real estate, because it's fairly short.
Yeah. I actually just finished my 31st year with REMAX, so I don't know. How old are you? So I've been around a while, and the main thing, before anybody leaves the show today, one thing I'd want to say is I am not a tech guy. I am a salesman, and so don't think this is all about tech stuff. This is about selling. And I don't care whether it's Lead Street or Zillow leads or Home.com's leads. I would contend that if you handle your leads properly, you can make money off of it. I've been doing this for 38 years, and I got introduced to Teefee in probably January of 2005 when he was interviewing with our region here. And honestly, he didn't impress me the first day I met him. I think I've told him this too. And Dave came up and sat down in my office. And after about an hour-long conversation, I knew this guy knew what he was talking about. And I bought into his program, and I bought into what he said. And it has made me a lot of money. Going through this recession over the last 6-7 years in the U.S., I don't think I would have survived it without the income I made off of Lead Street.
Fantastic. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Lead Street today. But before we do that, you did hold up the book, Teefee. You did hold up Game Changers. Have you given it a read? And just a little bit of plug for prepare next week's show.
Yeah, actually it did. It was shared to me here at corporate by Kathy Baker. She had it and then asked me to look into it because I'm always looking for generational changes, habits. So this was an eye-opener. The book is pretty intense. I also read on the internet background of generations. So this was extremely helpful. I recommend it to anyone. You have to read it. I've read it 3 times, and I'm still picking through it. So I'm looking for generational things. Agents, opportunities, and basically consumer habits.
Absolutely.
So this was perfect. Very good.
It's a great book. So I know that we're going to have some viewers here. I just want to say something at the beginning is we're going to be using the word leads throughout the show. That's how we're going to refer to them. I think it's just easy. But I know the way Dan takes care of his clients. I know the way Dave takes care of his clients. I know the way I take care of my clients. We know that leads are human beings. They're husbands and wives. They're first-time home buyers. We care deeply about our clients. But sometimes when we use the word lead, we get in trouble that we're just sort of just they're just a number, and I just want people to say no that we're going to use the word lead, but we're referring to actual people. Dan, I reached out to a bunch of people about 6 months ago when Dave and I did a series on CRMs, and we're asking people what the CRM that they used. You weighed in very, very clearly, very strongly, and you said there's no better CRM in your opinion than Lead Street. So just give our audience, who is REMAX agents, just an overview of how you're using Lead Street to act as your CRM.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have worked with the other systems. I was a top producer user for a while. I used Agent 2000, which became Office 2000, I believe. And once we, especially now that the Reliance system is more robust and you can put more information into it, I'm finding more and more that we just don't need another system as the place where we store all of our contact information on past clients. It's accessible on my mobile device, so if I'm out in the field, I can pull up any of my clients, get to their phone numbers. If I want to do a pop-by, whatever, I've got access to their information through the Lead Street Reliance system, and I'm really thrilled that Reliance has been rolled out to all the United States now because I think it's going to be a win-win for all of our agents.
And before we got on the air, Dan, you sort of said the sort of the number of people you have in your system. It's kind of a shocking number, but over the years, what have you grown your database in Lead Street 2?
Well, the current number of clients as of this morning on my Lead Street system is 5,626. And here is one of the numbers I try to impress on people, the importance of every single lead that comes across your phone. Every time I click accept, I make $248, because that's what my average is. If I divide my income out by the number of leads that we have in our system, every time I click accept or text back yes to accept that lead on my phone, it's $248 just went in my pocket.
That's called tracking your numbers. Tiffy, give us an overview about sort of that 3,000 square foot or the height view about the power of Lead Street, the overall tools that are there, and then we'll sort of dig down as the show goes on into maybe more specifics. But give our audience a bit of an overview about how the new Lead Street functions.
Well, it's Lead Street in itself is kind of like the name. We've talked about it here, and actually when I was with the independent regions. It's a misnomer. You're getting lead opportunities. But Lead Street's so much more, where you have virtual showings, you got seller's reports, you have listing presentation tools to increase your revenue by inventory. So there's a lot more to it. And in our training, and Dan's been through the training, actually some of the things that Dan and other agents we listen to, we create the tools to increase revenue, not just by leads, because Mickey Mouse actually is an opportunity. But it's the inventory using the seller's reports and the virtual showings. There's a lot more under there as well, but those are the two that, you know, kind of stand out the most.
Dave, you've said it on the show, if we were to use all the tools that RE/MAX provides us, we wouldn't know where to go, and Lead Street is one of those ones that I wish I got was better at implementing and sort of getting down into. You've sort of become more aware of it, you said recently, and starting implementing it more. But we are overwhelmed at RE/MAX with some of the opportunities that are presented to us.
We are, and I think Lead Street strategies and Lead Street the education that's provided at RE/MAX.net has got to be at the top of your list. I've always used it. I have 1,800 people in there, okay, and we've always used it. We've drip campaigns going, and I probably don't use it as much as I should, because we do have another CRM. But again, it's at the top of the list. For agents that aren't aware of it, just go in. The training is all there, and that's something that's relatively new, that if you don't know how to use it, to take you step by step. There's webinars that are going on all the time, and if you can't attend the webinar, it's recorded. It's up there for you to look at. So, you know, it's just sort of a step-by-step procedure for the whole thing. It's really pretty simple.
Tiffy, you talk about some of the tools that the more robust tools, because when you hear Lead Street, you're right. I think about buyer opportunities, but there's so much more even on the seller side. So let's start with what it is, a lead. Let's talk about how that functions and sort of how you can go about taking a lead that comes through Lead Street, and then we'll talk to Dan about how he then incubates that lead and creates $284 every single time he presses accept.
Well, normally when the associate accepts the lead, whether it's coming from, there's different avenues, the funnels that this all comes through. In the training, and I hope all agents do it, you don't just accept the lead. You have to look at the lead. Lead Street will verify whether or not the email is a good one or a bad one, but there's never really a bad email because, like you started off this whole session, there are live people on the other end. So we walk through the process of basically looking at the lead opportunity. It's no different than the standard, traditional, belly-to-belly, chin-to-chin conversation you have with someone at Starbucks. So you try to validate the lead, And then you do what you just said for Dan, is you incubate it. If they're not communicating with you, you can set up safe searches. You can reach out to them in different manners. We show you how you can actually use text messaging to communicate with a consumer who you think is Mickey Mouse. So there, and you can track everything that these fake leads do, and the tracking is the key to all of it. If Mickey Mouse or Joe Dirt is looking for listings, that is a presentation tool to say, look, my house on 25 Main Street was looked at. That's what the seller's reports are there for. So I take a negative to a positive. The negative is a bad lead. They all say they're bogus leads. There's no such thing as a bogus lead. No phone call is 100%. So from the top level, we're looking with domain names, incubating leads, working the leads. It's a four-letter word. And if they don't transpire into a client, use them to get more inventory. And that's what Lead Street is actually designed for. It's a presentation tool.
Yeah, and we'll get into that, because that was an interesting thing that you said before we went on the air, where I went, whoa, that's a different mindset. And I think there's a ton of value in that mindset, especially the power of the RE/MAX brand. But then let's go over to Dan. Dan, you take and we'll let's talk Joe Dirt. You take Joe Dirt as a lead, and then how are you leveraging Lead Street throughout the next 12 months, because the period seems to be getting longer and longer as purchasing habits change. Game changers, and then how do you incubate that lead until you are face to face, belly to belly? You still got to put them in your car, and you help them buy a home.
Well, what you have to realize right away is most of these people that go out there and they register on your site, they're sticking their toe in the water. They're gauging the temperature of the water, and some of them are hot. They'll come across as a hot lead. They're making a request for a showing or whatever. You better respect those, because I've made tons of money off of those hot leads, because sometimes they know exactly what they want. You put a new listing on the market, they see it, you get out there and you double dip the deal instead of co-op with another agent. That's been one of the big windfalls in this deal, is we're selling a lot more of our own listings the more refined our system gets. But you have to understand, I mean, RE/MAX.com is the big wheel that cranks these out to us. And RE/MAX.com, as far as a real estate company brand, is still cranking out more leads and getting more visitors than any other company's site. You know, you realize that they're sharing these listings out right now. I looked up this morning to 258,400 other websites get your listing when it hits RE/MAX.com. And so that's a listing tool. But then when somebody registers on that, if they're not a hot lead, I can serve them a back burner client. In other words, I visualize a stove in front of me. And if they're just out there searching around and they're looking in different price ranges, they're on the back burner of my stove. They can come out and look at it anytime they want. I send them an immediate response. As soon as they register, I send them a personalized response that addresses them by name, by time of day, maybe what holiday it is. In fact, I accepted two on Labor Day here. And it was like, good morning, I hope you're having a great Labor Day. And use their name in that email. When they get that immediate personalized response, not a canned response that came, you know, just fired back at them 5 seconds later, and I don't believe in autoresponders, first of all. It has to be personal, and you have to make it welcoming. We let them know that they can come back and use our site anytime they want without any commitments, without any obligations, and they're welcome to view all the listings all the time. But then I watch their activity. If those people start saving favorites, they move themselves from the back burner to the front burner on my stove. And that's where I do my hot cooking. You know, that's where I'm going to respond back to them right away and say, hey, I noticed you saved three favorites today. Would there be a time in the next week you'd like to get out and view those properties in person? You know, I gauge their temperature and I react accordingly.
And I would imagine in today's 2014 world that they're not shocked that they favorited them. I think there's an acceptance in our society that we know that there is a trigger. I mean, I think initially, maybe back in the mid-2000s, we were like, oh, they're watching. But that's kind of a given in our today's society now, TV, right? Like, we know that that's happening.
Yes. When I first started off in 95, everyone went, oh, you're creepy. Because we were tracking in the early days. And even, I can tell you, up to this date, I still get during training, and my team gets training, we do the training. I have an agent that will say, well, you're watching their web activity, you're looking at the houses they're looking at. I go, yeah. And they go, oh, aren't you a stalker? And I'm like going, oh, no, let's look at Amazon.com, you know. But, no, yeah, you're correct, but it's still funny. It's still there. But you know, you get all the activity. It's so cool.
And you know what? This is really like sales 101 is what this is, except we're just applying some technology to it. The fact that we can watch them, it's just an added bonus. I mean, it's still 101. You still got to work your leads. I mean, Dan is doing classic sales, working the leads, and bringing them to the front and get them in your car and get them out there and sell them.
It is classic salesmanship because it's listening, right? It's basically like listening in 2014. You're able to hear what they're interested in by their favorites, and if you know your real estate market, you can sort of get a pattern together what they're interested in, then you can start adding specific value to what they want. It's like when an Amazon ad follows me around. I don't mind it because they're showing me stuff that I'm interested in.
Yes.
So it's not really the same burden as we think there are. If you guys are watching and you have any questions about LeadStreet, just throw it into the Q&A feature right here in the blog. Just click the Q&A and go ahead and ask your question. Terry Conrad did write that the shirts look sharp. So thanks, Terry. So now we talked about how the buyer sort of we can work the buyer and we can incubate the buyer. But you said something, Tiffy, at the beginning of the show before we got on the air that like it's one of those aha moments, and I think for some people it is really an aha moment, taking the buyer information, shifting that over to the sales side that increases your inventory, that helps you make more business off of perhaps, like you say, not hot leads. Talk about sort of your mindset and the philosophy behind that idea.
Yeah, and I've learned from Dan. It's funny, as Dan and I and all the associates, Dave, any Remax or any real estate professional I've worked with, all the way since I started in 94. I listen, I learn from you guys. I'm a geek. So we know that these prospects, these lead opportunities, not every lead is going to turn into a client, a buyer or seller. So we started looking at it, and I was talking to agents back in the mid-90s, the late part of the 90s, and what can we do? Because all of a sudden I'm listening, agents make the majority of their revenue off of inventory. That's the basis of how I was trained, that an agent makes their money off of listing. We have a buyer's agents, I know that, but the majority are selling. So we're taking these fake leads, these bogus, horrible, hate these leads, they're no good. And when you look at their web activity, so if Dan and Dave are in my office, and Dave has a house listed, Dan's Mickey Mouse is looking at Dave's listing, Dave gets all the traffic on the seller's reports. You see where I'm going with it? You take the negative, you go to the positive, and you use these seller's reports because all these fake leads, if all the agents are using LeadStreet and they're taking all these fake leads and letting them search their websites all day long, Dave can go to a listing presentation with a seller's report from another of one of his houses and say, look at the traffic that the brand is bringing you. Look at the traffic that I can bring to you. We're going to market your house. You use the fake leads to make money. I hope that makes sense, Dave. I mean, Mike.
No, it does make sense. And I can't, I think a little bit it goes back to, they're all good leads. It goes back to Dan says, fake lead or not, it's $242 in my pocket. And then you're using those seller's reports to say I'm generating traffic. And I would imagine that, once again, in 2014, people know that every single person that looks at their listing on a website number isn't a hot buyer, but it does show you that I'm able to drive interest, and it is an exposure game. The more exposure you get to the property, the more likely you'll find the ideal buyer. The ideal buyer pays top dollar, and you move on. And one of the things you just said, TP, about the value of listings is what Dan just said. If I have the listings and I put them on, then I can convert them and I can also find the buyer. So it's the listing that draws the traffic. It's the listing that causes them to register. It's the listing. It does come down to the listing that is the reason why those buyers are on Remax.com in the first place.
Correct. And then you cascade it all the way down to the broker website, the agent website. And they're all interconnected. Everyone forgets that Lead Street is interconnected. I'm connected to everyone. If we're all in the same state, we're all interconnected and we're sharing numbers. It's the power of the brand. It literally is. Dan, I'm sorry. I think you're going to say something.
Michael, I'd make a point here, too. You have to understand that a lot of people look at this as just the leads coming from REMAX. Lead Street is so much more than that, because if I do my analytics, 52% of the people that come to my website log directly onto danvick.com to get to my listings. But the listings are the key. I have run some test numbers, and Dave knows I did this on some of the most elite agents in our region that are making $1 million a year. And what I found over and over again is if I look at the number of listings that they took during the course of the year, is that virtually they got 10 logins or registrations off of every single listing they took. So if you took 50 listings, you ought to take 500 leads that year. If you listed 100 homes, you ought to get 1,000 leads that year. It's just that easy, because listings and the photos of those listings is what's driving the traffic to all these sites.
And on that note, I think it might work the same, Steve. You can let me know. But I think one of the advantages of when I moved from my previous brokerage to REMAX, Lead Street obviously was a big draw. And I think there's brokers out there that Lead Street is a very powerful recruiting tool. What I liked about Lead Street was that the leads that come from other franchises' listings, when they're searching those, are distributed equally and unbiasedly amongst the sales staff. So if I'm a new, younger agent trying to get my feet wet and struggling to get leads, I will get the same percentage as leads off independent other listings as I would a seasoned veteran or not. And I think that's very appealing for agents that want to be with a brand that has phenomenal training, but it can also generate some leads to convert business. Is that the case?
Yes, I mean, it's interesting. I used to work for Reliance. I was part of the development of this back in the early 2000s when REMAX New Jersey brought on it. We tried to find an equal playing field, fair for all associates. The leads go directly to the agents by they're called IDX listings, and it's based on zip code. Each region does their zip code numbers differently. But the broker, if the broker's not listing and selling, the leads don't go to them. They go to the agents on a rotation basis, and I'm not in control of them. REMAX isn't. The broker isn't. The region isn't. So, yeah, it's evenly dispersed. But if you're missing leads, some regions do a 21-day report. In other words, if you don't log in, you miss the leads. But if agents are missing leads, they're missing opportunities. So, yeah, you're great. It's evenly dispersed, and it's by zip code. And you don't have to be a number one agent or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And as you do grow your business and you have more listings, you will get more leads because you're drawing more traffic on your listings, but it's the independent listings from other brokerages that are generating the lead. Speak on that real quickly, because before we got on, I asked you, every region is different. The necessity to, if you don't use it, you might lose it. Sort of just a warning behind that, because I think that's really fair. If you're not willing to sort of invest in it and take care of these people and respond to them like Dan does efficiently, you're going to lose the privilege of getting the lead. So just talk about that.
Yeah, each region, of course, the country is divided up. I work for everybody. Every REMAX agent, even the Canadian level, is my customer. But in some regions, let's take the mountain states, that would cover 5 states, the regions and the brokers all choose to say, well, if an agent doesn't log into Lead Street through Main Street or through their Lead Street website within a certain period of time, they don't want leads from REMAX. That's only from REMAX. So New Jersey might be on one. I know Dan's not on that type of report, but some regions will choose a 21-day report. You snooze, you lose. It's kind of like the phone. If you don't pick up the phone, traditional sales business, you're going to lose the opportunity. It's as clear as that. And I hope that I'm not being mean or anything. So.
No, I think it's great. I think it's great. Welcome back, Dave.
I got a tech tip for everybody. Don't sit outside in the sun with your computer, because it gets hot.
shut you off. Well, Dan's a big techie. He could have told you that. Dan, what are some of the other key features that you're leveraging that Lead Streak offers that helps you generate the business? Because you have said some like incredible numbers about how profitable Lead Streak has been for you over your career. But talk about some of the other features that you find of value, whether it's buyers or sellers.
Well, let's start in the first place. One of the things I really want to emphasize to people is the speed that they need to respond to these people. Nobody in this internet world wants slow response. We get on the internet, we log on to the mobile site, we're sitting in front of a home. We don't log on to that site because we want to wait a day or 2 days or 3 days for the information. We want it now. And we have to understand that is the mindset, especially of the younger generation, that if they don't have the information within 10 minutes, you've lost them. And so it's very important when you get that lead, literally I stop whatever I'm doing, respond to that lead, send them a greeting, and then like Dave said, if they give you a phone number, you can text them a message, and they're used to that type of response. They want a text from somebody. But how we build on that, the amount of contacts is one of the things I'll just turn on to people. A lot of people have their own systems and they have their own newsletters and they spend a lot of time on them. This has been the biggest time saver for me because I don't have to print newsletters anymore. I don't have to mail them. It saves me tons of money because literally the first thing I do when I accept a lead is turn them onto my newsletter. Once they start getting dripped on, now I don't believe in a lot of the other campaigns. There's a lot of canned campaigns. I almost lost a client year before last because I turned him onto a new buyer campaign as soon as he registered on my site. Well, he thought I was a buyer's agent, and he was actually wanting to list his home. So you got to be careful about what you turn people on to. But give them a newsletter. If nothing else, we've learned over and over from reports that most people don't go back and use the same agent that they bought their home from because they forgot their name. Well, all my past clients of 38 years, I'll guarantee you get to see my name on a real regular basis because I'm going to pop up once a month, send them a newsletter. So just the name hitting their computer screen, they're not going to forget my name. That's the beauty of Facebook and how I tie things into Facebook because my clients get to see me virtually every day. You guys may get to see me too much, more than you want to, but somebody can't say they don't see Dan Vick on Facebook because I'm out there and I post stuff on a real regular basis. And it is about, depending on which trainer you go to, whether it's a Ferry or a Buffini or whatever, they're going to tell you you've got to contact those people between 15 and 25 times a year. Well, just turn on the newsletter. It takes care of 12 of those for me. Then if I do other types of campaigns and drop buys and that kind of thing, it adds to it. But Reliance took care of the first 12 for me, and I don't even have to – it's a no-brainer. All I do is turn it on, and it runs, and Reliance sends it out every month, and that's just a drip on those people. Now, I know there's pluses and minuses to drips, but people will turn themselves off of that if they want. Please don't ever – and Dave taught me this. If it's a bogus email address, a bad one, or if they unsubscribe, I know a lot of agents that were turning those off. Don't ever do that because even that unsubscribed client, if they go back out to Remax.com and try to log back in, Dan Vick's picture's coming up on their screen because they're registered to my site.
Okay, now let's talk about – I was going to say something else. I was going to ask Dave a question, but when you say about register your site, let's quickly talk about registering to that site. Tiffy, the ability for agents to upload their database and then – control or be more top of mind when that client goes to Remax.com. So talk about the ability to register not only new client but your past sphere.
Yeah, the Lead Streak product provides for you to upload. We all associates listening to this, and then this we'll pass this to others. You can go to Main Street, and there's a thing called marketing on Main Street and downloads. We have online documents to show you how you import your current and past clients into Lead Streak. When you do that and you have an email address that's attached to your contacts, if they go to Remax.com, they go to a regional website, they go to an office website, they go to another agent's website, a Remax within the Remax system of Lead Street, they don't even know they've been there. I mean, the other agent doesn't know your contact has been there. You'll get all the traffic back to you because that consumer or past client, buyer, seller is attached to you. So the documents are there. I believe Holly out of Remax University has done a couple of webinars this month. She's got more. And as Dave said earlier, there's a lot of documentation to show you how to do it. Yes, we need to get those imports in there. And even, Michael, if someone's using Top Producer, Boomtown, all the other products, we want everyone to win. So we just ask you to get those clients out of those other systems. You're going to use those other systems because that's what you're doing. Let's get them into Lead Street so you can secure your clients in through the Lead Street system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things, too, the stat that Dan was talking about. More than 80% say that they would use the same agent, but about 17% do. Well, if you register your client, I'm not saying that you shouldn't talk to them over the five-year period, but if you do register your client and 2 years, 3 years later they log on to Remax.com and your face goes up and you go, oh yeah, it was Dan Vick, that's my agent, you're associated with them. I think there's a ton of value in that because I think a lot of people do have, well, 80%+ say that they had a great experience with their client. So by registering those clients, you're really taking care of them, you know, down the road. I mean, you should be taking care of them before that, but down the road. I was going to ask Dave a question, but he's off to get a glass of water.
I'm a mess. Go ahead. Ask me the question. I'm ready.
You were talking about Lead Street Facebook group. You can talk a little bit about that, but also talk about sort of we're bombarded by these tools, but you are even now, wow, you know, so as an agent that's been in this business a very long time that's using Lead Street, and then you're sort of being exposed to maybe some of the more robust opportunities that Lead Street presents, what has sort of, you know, got your ear or have got you sort of interested in some of the possibilities?
On Facebook, Dave Tiffy, I believe Tiffy's the guy to set that up. It's called, yeah, Lead Street Strategies Group. There's 600 Remax agents in it. Friend Tiffy, friend them on Facebook, and if you're thinking you want to learn a little more about it and converse with other Remax agents about some of the issues you may have or challenges, he'll put you in the group. And yeah, the group is phenomenal. It sort of pointed me to when you go on the Main Street, there's a drop down and it says Lead Street Training right on there, and there's webinars about all of this stuff. One of the things we haven't talked about yet, because you did initially talk about you have to have listings to get leads. Well, that's not necessarily true. You're gonna get some rotating other leads if they look at other listings. But one of the things is Lead Street SEO search optimized pages. They teach you how to do that, and you can drive traffic to your website without any listings at all because you have everybody else's listings on there. So if you just some of these things you do, it's all there for you. And like Dan's a testament to this thing. It's don't complicate it. Go into Lead Street Strategies and start using it. And just it's gonna take time, but you will make a lot of money from this system that's there for you.
Now I'll ask you something about this, Tiffy, because I don't know if it's just a Western Canadian thing, but you can have pre-scheduled searches, so you can have townhouses in a certain neighborhood at a certain price range as a pre-done search, and that would have SEO benefit if people are looking for townhouses in a certain neighborhood. Is that applicable in the States too, as well, as far as driving traffic to your own personal site?
Yes, most definitely. What they can do is, yes, they can set up what is called an SEO safe search. Dave's correct, where you basically set up a unique search, and it will be updated either hourly based on your MLS or daily depending on your MLS. So if I know that in my market here in Denver, the schools are the most important thing that I know my clients are looking for, I can set up unique searches for the schools or school districts or by zip codes and save that as a drop-down menu in Lead Street or a link, or I can share those links out, and every day those houses are updated, and Google loves it. Google just eats it up. And as Dave said earlier, in the Advanced Facebook Strategies group that I've asked him to join, there are some top users of Lead Street, Teresa, Dan, Ashley Jarvis, there's a ton of them in there, and they are driving more traffic to their websites than what they get from the region, the office, and RE/MAX all combined. So they've pied up their business, and they're driving their own lives, and that's what RE/MAX is all about.
And if you ever have a question or a challenge, you can ask any one of them, and they'll share with you.
Yes.
They'll get online with you, and they'll go to town with you, and they'll just work with you. They'll help you.
I just ask that you don't cuss at each other. I'll take you out.
But you know what? But
Dave, a little Dave, that kind of conversation, too. Like, you know, what the hell are you talking about? That's not true, you know.
Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, one of the things that I wanted to point out is, especially if you're a buyer's agent, it's critical, because I know a lot of buyer agents, I rarely do open houses, but a lot of buyer's agents will do open houses. Get back from that open house, take the email addresses for the clients that came through your open house, register them on your website, and start your drip campaign on those people. If you know their scenario because you met them on the open house, they may be a first-time home buyer, they may be a seller, whatever. You could turn on a campaign after you've met them, but don't wait for people to register, because even like a phone call I get today, with caller ID, you don't have to work the way we did when me and Dave started in the business. The whole thing used to be about getting the phone number out of them. Well, today, that's a no-brainer. They're paranoid about giving out a phone number. You've already got it on your phone set there. So now the only key is to get their email address from them. And if I can, when I'm on the phone with people, I have them log on to my site right then and there so I can walk them through the home that they're calling me about. I'll say, do you have to be near a computer? Let's log on to my website, and I'll walk you through and give you a tour online, and we'll decide whether you want to take your time to go view it. But it's all about getting those email addresses. I don't care where you get it. If you get off a phone call, if you get it off an open house, come back in on Sunday night after your open house and add those people as a client on your website.
Perfect. We don't do open houses very often too, but when we do, we use Open Home Pro, and capturing those email addresses is phenomenal. I encourage you all to use Open Home Pro. Get those email addresses, pop that over into Lead Street, and then there you go. Just got a message from Roy. He says that he's finally here. He's online watching, so we can start over again. So welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne of RE/MAX. Sorry, Roy. Roy's a great guy. What a funny, funny, funny guy.
Hey, go back outside. Get back
out. Start again. That's right. Back to your original places. So, TV, talk about some of the other things we talked about. I asked you before we got on the air, what are those two or three things that when you're out doing training, you're going through all the nuts and bolts of this platform where people really go, wow, I didn't know that. What's another facet of Lead Street that people get excited about?
The two I mentioned twice was a virtual showings and the seller's report, but one that we didn't talk about earlier was every listing has its own domain name. All products have it. Agents don't use it, but they didn't know it was back there. So we stress that every agent has to have a domain name, a unique domain name pointed to the Lead Street. If not, they don't use it. And that could be coupled with a / and MLS number. Dan Vick uses it all the time. The other one was the wow factor that I found out, not in Dan's area, because Dan and I had talked about it, was they can turn on registration. They have the opportunity on their agent website, to turn on what we call an electronic lockbox. Basically, when someone comes to your listing, do you want to ask a question? Basically, if you want to knock on the door, go inside the house, I want to know who you are, first name, last name, email. Most agents don't know that they have that function. And those that do and they learn it, they go, oh my goodness. And we've had, some like it, some don't, but those that turn it on actually now start working with people. So that was an aha moment for a lot of people. They didn't know they had it.
Dan, do you have that electronic lockbox on?
Yeah, I have had on since 2005. I make everybody register on my site. And my contention is, these people can go out there and they can pull up the basic information on my listings, get the price, see the front photo. But I've never sold anybody that I didn't get a name and address and contact information from. So I would rather have 10 good leads a month off of Lead Street with the full information than like my Zillow page. I mean, my listings are getting 3,700 views a month on Zillow, but how many people are actually reaching out to me and touching me? Maybe one or two. So I see the conversion rate is so much higher on these Lead Street leads because I'm getting the information up front. And, you know, some of my sellers even bring up because I tend to list more than I actually sell. My sellers love the fact that if they've got nice possessions in their home and they've got big screens and they got all that, then I'm asking people to register before I let them just go willy-nilly looking through their entire house, casing it out. And they understand that. That's the same reason, the same sales approach I give concerning electronic lockboxes opposed to an old combo lockbox where anybody can get in their house.
Can I, Michael, can I ask Dave? Dave came into the Facebook group when I invited him in, and in that Facebook group, I always offer out to the agents because I'm learning from you guys. I really am. So I put it out. Those of you that do registration, let me know what you're doing. Those of you that are not doing registration, let me know how you're succeeding. I get more responses from the registration agents, and I get crickets from the others. But Dave came into the group, and I'm asking Dave, what did you say to the group when you started seeing the responses on registration and non-registration?
Well, you...
now keep it clear.
He's asking it because I was pretty adamant about. I was very adamant about what I said. And it was, to me, it was like, I don't even need to see the statistics. To me, it's idiotic. It's idiotic to say, gee, I had 1,000 hits on my website last month, and I don't know who any of these people are, versus, you know, I got 3 good leads last month on my website. I only got 15 people who clicked on it, but I got 3 good leads. I just didn't get, I don't understand that mentality. Dave put up recently in Lead Street Strategies, one of the users, he put up the most interesting real stats. And Dave, I'm sure you could share that it was phenomenal stats over compared a month to 6 months to a year almost, right, of registration versus none. Go ahead, share that.
Yeah, it was Charles Ross out of Salina, Kansas. It's a small market. They do both registration and non-registration, but he uses his social networking and he posts every one of his listings on his Facebook business page. Well, he had registration turned off, and I was watching it, and he does a phenomenal job, and his broker is Ashley Jarvis, and Ashley is incredibly, he's very, very creative. And I'm watching it, and I just said, hey, why don't you turn it on? Because he had like 12,000 visitors all the way till June, and he had like 22 inquiries or registrations. So he turned it on, and he's like blowing it out the door. Now, are they all turning into clients? No, but it's phenomenal. You can go online, Facebook me, Facebook Dave. Dave will send you over to me. I'll get you on there. I share everything. But, yeah, Charles is knocking it out of the park. He's driving traffic. His numbers are up. And that makes him, I'm assuming, because I'd have to ask Charles, and if he's watching, I hope he is, what has it done for his business? It's opportunities. That's all I want is opportunities for each and one of you. So, thanks.
No, that's great. I mean, it almost talks about what Dan said about response time, about registration, about what we talked about, the mentality of a 2014 consumer where they know that you're following them. The game, I'm going to take to say game changers again, but the game has changed. It's a different mentality, and what really excites me about what Dan said was here's a 37, 38-year-old vet of this business that understands that responding to a client in 10 minutes matters. That matters. We can be romantic about the past. It has changed. I think the consumer, the general consumer, doesn't have a private issue with saying, here's my name and here's my email address if I get value in return. I register for stuff all the time, and if I find that it doesn't have value, I unsubscribe. I think we're more concerned about what we're willing to do because we are in our own mindset because all of this is so very new, but the world is changing so fast. I don't think consumer cares as much as we think that we do, and we need to learn to either lead, follow, or get out of the way. and accept the fact that the consumer has a different expectation than they did 5-10 years ago.
Michael, let me make a point. One of the things I try to teach our agents and anybody that I speak to, you know, one of the things, and this is rampant across the country, everybody's publishing flyers and putting them in flyer boxes out in front of houses. I don't do any of those because I want to drive them to my website. I have, and I try to paint this picture because they'll put out 30 or 40 brochures in that box every Monday out here. They never have a little piece of paper stuck in the bottom of that flyer box with the buyer's name and email address on it. So they're just throwing all this information out at people, and they're not getting anything in return. And I'm like you. I'm not a shopper, but if I walk into a store, when that salesperson comes up and says, can I help you? I say, absolutely. Here is what I'm here to look for, and I want immediate assistance. If they don't have it, I can turn around and walk out of the store. That's just my nature today. So if I go into Best Buy and I'm looking for a particular product, you know, I'll say, do you have this, 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 and here's what I'm wanting it to do. If they don't have it, I can go down to Radio Shack or I can head down the road somewhere else. But people want information immediately. They want it valid. But I have no problem dealing with that salesperson at Best Buy to do that. I'll give them my name. I'll hand them my business card. You know, I want them to know I am a real buyer. And I think these people out there, if they are serious buyers, absolutely have no problem giving you that information.
I couldn't agree more. And it's you know, this our job's mentality, especially agents that are busy. We have the luxury of saying, whom do I want to work with? And it has to do with about being able to qualify the buyer or the seller. Dave, if a buyer or a seller doesn't meet your qualifications in whatever you judge them to, then you're going to work with the other clients because you need to give them unbelievable service. So having this, if you're not willing to sort of let me know who you are, then I got other clients I got to work with, right?
Well, absolutely, and it's no different. They walk in your office or they call you on the phone. It doesn't matter. If they don't want to tell you your name or give you some basic information, you move on. I don't get any other mentality. I just don't understand how someone would want to work with a client like that. I mean, there's so
high
much.
High five, Dave. High five.
Virtual high fives. it's amazing that the tools are out there. I mean, and we're gonna get near the end of the show now, and the takeaways about it. But I mean, if you do work in a specific marketplace and you are a condo specialist, to set up those two or three searches, then when that lead comes in, to send them a link that here's right now, here's everything that's available in that certain. I mean, not only is there SEO benefit, but you have a link ready that's updated all the time that you can fire off in a personal email. Say, hey, it's Labor Day. I know you're looking for properties on the east side, and here's the condo buildings, and here's the information. I mean, the scalability of delivering value is at its largest it's ever going to be, and will continue to grow, but it is right now. To deliver really great value efficiently has never been easier, and the fact that Dan, doing the business that he does, can still stop and just give 3 minutes to make sure the lead or the person has been taken care of in a timely fashion is so, so, so critical. And add value. I mean, you're adding value, and that first impression, if you add value initially, I think that sets it up for a great relationship going forward, in my opinion.
Michael, let me read you just a couple of lines off the first response that I send to Remax.com customers. In other words, they didn't log in on Dan's site. It comes in as a corporate lead. And tell me if this doesn't ring of customer service. I said, thanks for visiting Remax.com. To ensure you receive prompt and professional service, Remax has asked that we assist you with your real estate needs. So going right back, if you get back to those people in 2 or 3 minutes, they registered on Remax.com based out of Denver, and 3 minutes later, they've got a salesperson saying, Remax has asked me to take care of you personally. Doesn't that ring of customer service to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if you said, Dan, too, as well, is the ability to make that personal so that they know it's not automated. If you can just say one or two words that let them know that you took 5 minutes, because there's nothing more valuable in this world right now is than someone's time. And if they know that you spent even just a little bit of time to let them know that they were heard, I think there's a ton of value. And I think that the big advice that you've given, Dan, is to make it personal so that's not an automated response, that they know that it came from Dan Vick.
Well, to give you an example, right now, if I got a lead right now, I'd respond back to you and say, good afternoon, Michael. Happy Chiefs Friday or Happy Red Friday, which is what it is here. You know, there you go, Dave. if you make it personal and let them know it's not a canned response, that way they feel like they're important on the other end of that keyboard.
I mean, and Dan, you say that, to make them feel like they are, I think you're showing that they are. I mean, I think that's really where, I mean, it's the reason why you're successful at your business is you take great care of your clients, and I think it's okay to say, look, you are important, and there's tons of value there for that. We're near the end of the show. I want to go down the panel one last time. Dan, give us the elevator pitch of why an agent who isn't leveraging Lead Street the way they should or could. What's the elevator pitch that will get them to do so?
Well, they just absolutely. To me, it's one of the most critical tools. It's at the core of my business. Me and Brenda work as a team here, and it is absolutely at the core. I mean, when we pick up a new client, when we get a phone call, I mean, it's me and Brenda, it's all about, have you registered them on the website yet? That is the first thing we do before we do anything else. If we go out on a listing appointment tonight, we get them on our website. We start sharing reports with them. So that is the core. I mean, when you talk about the contact management, it is the core of our system in our office.
Dave Fockware.
That's my takeaway right there. For me, it's keep it simple and register everybody. Everybody you've got, put them into your Lead Street system. That's why he's got 5,000 people in there. That's why he's got 5,000 people. And give them good customer service. And I like to going back. We're going back to basics a little here. A little salesman 101. And we're using the technology to do that.
Yeah, perfect. Teefy.
everyone looks at me and goes, well, there's the geek. Dan will admit, and all the associates that are on that Facebook group, and anyone that's worked with me, I only build things or used to build things based upon the business of the agent. So to everyone, you need a domain name for your agent website, for Lead Street. If you don't, you're not engaged. Accept all your leads. There's no such thing as a bogus lead. There is never a bogus lead. Try registration. Join the Facebook group like Dave asked. I will open it up. I let everyone talk. Ask the hard questions of each other. Does registration work? Does registration not work? And I ask you to try it. If not, turn it off. I want everyone to win. So give Lead Street a shot. Now, people are saying it doesn't work. Dan and the other 4,700 agents I used to work with out of the Mid-States Dixie regions, that's seven states, they brought me here last year to try to help. I just need people engaged. It's traditional business. Like the two of you, all three of you have been saying, everything out of this building in Denver is all about you. Just do traditional business in a different media. That's it.
Absolutely. All right, here's the hard-hitting final question of the show. Dan Vick, who's the 2015 Super Bowl champ?
It might be the Chiefs.
No way.
I know some of my friends back in Philadelphia, Diane Corbett, some other people, they're really pissed that, you know, we hired Andy Reid here, but, you know, I got to run with him. He's our coach.
You can keep him.
Dave, 2015 Super Bowl champ.
Well, I'd like it to be the Jets, but I think it's going to be the Seattle Seahawks. You heard it here. Yeah. They're going to repeat, which is a very tough thing to do.
Teefy.
Well, I'm not a big football person. I'm more of Harley. this building is pure. I mean, it's orange here today. I'm sure Margaret's wearing orange. Everyone wears orange for the Broncos. But I'm with Dave. I'm a Seattle Hawks fan. My son is, believe it or not. He's back in Georgia, but he loves the Hawks. So Seattle, not the Hawks, yeah.
All right. And then
Michael.
Well,
what do the Canadians have to say?
Well, yeah. being 2 hours away from the great city of Seattle, you know, when we do get NFL on our show or on our TV here, we get it all the time. But we do get a lot of Seattle television here in Vancouver. I do have a soft spot for the Seahawks. The fact that they've only, I think, improved their team on the offseason, I will go with the Seahawks as well. So that's three of us. So there you go. Dan, if people have referrals and want to get in touch with you, how do people get a hold of Dan Vick?
Easiest way, Facebook. I'm out there. You'll find me real easy. Just Dan Vick. I'm the only one in the country, I think. So just go out there, Facebook, friend me. You can text me anything you want to do. You can touch me.
Perfect. TV, same with you. How do people get a hold of you? If they got questions, how do people get a hold of the Lead Street Facebook group?
They can. It's a private group. You have to Facebook friend me. So look for David Teefy, T-E-E-F-Y, on Facebook. I think there's my background is probably an open road, so it goes with the motorcycle theme. Friend me, I'll send you over into the Facebook group. If not, I think I'm friends with you, Michael, and Dave. You guys can pass them off there. You can contact me here at corporate at DTEEFY@remax.com. I will try to respond to you. I am traveling an awful lot, but then I'll send you to eCare. I'll put you with one of the trainers. So we're here to help.
Perfect. Perfect. Next week's show, really, really excited. We're going to have Steve Murray, who's the editor of Real Trends, on, talking about the book Game Changers, a phenomenal read. It's going to be a very, very interesting episode. I think probably the episode, there it is, the episode that I think is going to really sit back and get people prepared for the next 10 years of what Dave Faulkner and I believe are very exciting times. I think we're prepared for the game to change.
No, this is good. Michael, this is a good book. I was so happy when you said it. This is incredible. Everyone should get it.
Yeah, I agree. So that's next week, Friday, September 12th, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern at mobileagenttv.com. If you have any referrals heading out to the East Coast of the United States, get a hold of Dave. He'll get you in the hands of the right REMAX agent. Any referrals coming out to the West Coast of Canada, get a hold of me, and I'll get you in the hands of the right REMAX agent. And as Melanie Galley of REMAX Fort McMurray wants to end every show, please tell five other agents about Mobile Agent TV. Our audience grows every week, so we're able to reach out to people like Dan and Teefy. They'll give us an hour of the time. Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Teefy. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you all next week.
Hey there, this is Mobile Agent TV, helping agents stay on the cutting edge from coast to coast.